All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Mary Wendell and Betsy Richardson, here to talk about the Christmas House, which opened last Thursday, but it's going to be open through December 20th. At the Lander United Methodist Church. Very cool thing that they're doing here. I'm going to let them fill us in on what that entails and what folks can do to help out as well. Before we dive into it, how's everybody doing this morning?
We're up and at them.
Up and at them.
It's good to be up and at them.
It is. Mary, Betsy, thank you both so much for taking the time to come here today to chat about the Christmas House. As I mentioned before, I'm kind of your neighbor over there at the Methodist Church in that area, and I just always see all the amazing things you guys are doing. Always busy. Mary, you just mentioned this is the third or fourth place you stopped by today already?
I've already run three errands, yes.
you're bustling.
I'm hunting cat food.
Hunting cat food. Oh,
yes.
No. That's, we were kind of chatting before the interview started. There's just a lot of shortages of things
right
now. But one thing there's not a shortage of is Christmas cheer, and that's something that you guys are helping promote and spread with the Christmas House. So for our folks who don't know what that is, could you kind of describe what that means?
Yes, we've started this about 2005, and I'm 17th year of the Christmas House.
Wow.
People bring things that are Christmas items in all year long, mm-hmm. and we store them in a warehouse, and we sort them so we know where the Christmas balls are and where the tinsel is and where the paper is, and so we can set up the Christmas House, as we called it. And it's moved to about six different locations, but now we're in the fellowship hall at the church.
So this is at the church.
Mm-hmm. And we just ask for a donation, for people to leave a donation when they take what they need. And that way everybody can have something, even if they have just a little bit of, you know, we have the 10-cent items, and some people can give more, and they give because of the charities that it's going to. And we each year pick a different local charity for the funds to go to, and usually we do two and split it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so not only providing the Christmas items for folks in the community, but then you're also raising funds for it changes yearly?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
who is it this year?
This year we're contributing to the Lander Community Foundation matching fund, so that benefits all the charities that are on the Lander Community for them.
Wow, okay.
The Challenge for Charities.
That's so thoughtful. That's amazing.
And then the other half of that money this year will go to the Lander Angel Fund that funds the children who fall through the cracks and wouldn't get lunch if they didn't have those funds.
So, can you describe the Angel Fund, what that means?
Vermont School District 1 Service Department, Food Service Department, providing nutritious meals for the students, and they found that there were some students that were sort of falling through the cracks, mm-hmm. and not getting lunch or racking up bills because they couldn't pay for their lunch ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started this Angel Fund, and it's a tax-deductible gift that can go to, and you can send a check to the Fremont County District 1 Lunch Angel Fund if you want to just contribute to it.
And that's huge. That's one of those things where no kid should feel the ramifications of food insecurity and monetary insecurity.
Well,
they shouldn't have to think about that at school.
It's sort of replacing the backpack program.
Okay.
Because there were students that felt embarrassed that they were taking a backpack home, and
mm-hmm.
and so they were going without. And this way they don't have to go without.
And then now, is there anything that folks should know about the hours or anything like that for the Christmas House?
Well, we match the thrift store. So we open at the same time and we close a half hour early so we can close up and get our funds to the...
Do you know those hours off the top of your head for our listeners who don't know?
Yes.
She's like, I know this stuff.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. 1:30 to 4:30.
Okay.
Four.
Okay.
Till four. We close the thrift shop's open from 1:30 to 4:30. the Christmas house is open from 1:30 to 4.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. No, I appreciate
that,
too. And
then on Saturday, we're open from 9:30 to 11. 9 o'clock to 11:30.
See, I put you on the spot, and then now, yeah, exactly.
I need to have it written down shining in my eyes.
I'm right there with you. So was there anything else that either of you were wanting to get out to the community and to our listeners about Christmas House and the things you're doing over there at the Methodist Church?
Even though the Christmas House has already opened, they are still accepting donations. As you set up now, a lot of people start this weekend setting up, mm-hmm. and they find, I don't need this anymore, we have too much.
Definitely.
There are others who might use it. They are still accepting donations and will up until the day, the last day. New stuff is put out daily. Because we have so much, there isn't room to put it all out at once.
Good, good.
So it does. It's like the thrift store, new stuff daily.
New stuff daily. Maybe that's something to think about for folks who may have even an extra decorative tree in that spare room that no one's really looking at anyways. Maybe really warm someone's Christmas up and bring that over to donate or something.
Trees are definitely a hot item.
Yeah.
There are many, many people that, one, can't go out in the forest and get them or cannot afford a tree. And every year, we pretty much go through the trees that are donated.
Mm-hmm.
So more is always better there.
Well, and if you think about it too, folks would probably rather have to use the money they do have for gifts for the kids before decorations, but then that doesn't help with the kids getting in the Christmas spirit and everything. So this helps with making that tough decision less tough.
And having everything as a donation and not priced mark, everybody is able to get what they need.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pressure to pay. We want people to have a joyful time.
Well, thank you both for providing that. Once again, that's the Christmas House over there on the corner of Washakie Street and 2nd or in 3rd. Christmas House goes until December 20th, so folks can still donate. If you're in need of Christmas supplies, go check that out and then possibly donate to the Angel Fund as well. Mary and Betsy, thank you both so much for stopping by here today. We really appreciate it.